Coronavirus deaths, U.S. records lowest one-day rise in a month in past 24 hours. By Edwin Mora on May 5, 2020. The United States on Monday recorded the lowest one-day tally of novel coronavirus illness, COVID-19, fatalities in the last month. Two other sources, the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, ECDC, and USA Today, show that at the very least, the death toll on May 4 marked the lowest one-day fatality count since around the middle of last month, April 26. According to the widely cited Baltimore-based Johns Hopkins University's coronavirus tracker, the highly contagious and deadly virus had infected 1,193,027 people and killed 70,272 as of Tuesday afternoon. Novel coronavirus deaths in the United States rose by 1,015 in the past 24 hours. A tally by Johns Hopkins University showed Monday, the lowest one-day figure in a month, the Agence France-Presse, AFP, news agency reported, echoing BBC. The U.S. records 1,015 virus deaths in 24 hours. The lowest one-day tally in a month, BBC added. The tally of confirmed daily coronavirus deaths varies by source. Some analysts take longer than others to confirm fatalities. On Tuesday, a chart disseminated by the Washington Post showed that health officials had only reported 950 COVID-19 fatalities for May 4, the lowest figure in a month. At the very least, Breitbart News learned that the coronavirus death toll for Monday is one of the lowest single-day tallies over the last month. USA Today, which gleans its data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the World Health Organization, WHO, and Johns Hopkins, placed the COVID deaths for May 4 at 1,240, the lowest figure since April 26. The May 4 death toll, as reported by USA Today, is the third lowest over the last month after April 19, 1,192, and April 26. 1,126. Citing the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, ECDC, statistics on the Our World Data website show that the May 4 coronavirus death tally, 1,297, is the lowest since April 26. Monday's death toll is among the top five lowest single-day tallies over the last month after April 4, 1,104, April 6, 1,146, and April 25, 1054, Our World Data found. Most analysts are showing that the number of deaths is going back up on Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump has predicted that coronavirus deaths could hit 100,000 under the worst-case scenario. We're going to lose anywhere from 75,000, 80,000, to 100,000 people. That's a horrible thing, Trump said Sunday evening at a virtual town hall meeting on Fox News. Several scientific models, including some recently cited by the U.S. CDC, predict that the United States could record 100,000 fatalities in 4 weeks. However, Johns Hopkins University, referring to leaked charts making dire projections, said in a statement, "These preliminary results are not forecasts, and it is not accurate to present them as forecasts. That's with no mitigation. We're doing mitigation," Trump told reporters on Tuesday, referring to the leaked projections. "We have to get our country open. Models have been very inaccurate. I've seen models that are very inaccurate." Some parts of the U.S. have begun to reopen after shutting down due to coronavirus. Analysts expect cases to go up in regions that reopen. Of the countries most affected by COVID-19, the United States has the lowest mortality rate, 5.8%, per 100 confirmed cases, case fatality ratio, except for Germany, Johns Hopkins reported. The mortality rate could be much lower given that the total number of asymptomatic patients is unknown. Several studies have shown that the disease is far more widespread but less deadly than previously predicted. Per capita, the U.S. also has one of the lowest death rates, 21.07 per 100,000 people.